Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
What time is it? Dime time. Think higher with Dime Industries. Find them in California, Arizona, and Oklahoma. Check out the website dimeindustries.com or on IG dime.industries. Heard around the world on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. It's Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande.
What's up, guys? This is Chucky Fuego.
Yeah, it's the highest of high, Marty Grimes, and I want to welcome y'all back to our show.
Toking with the Stars. On Toking with the Stars, we smoke some of the finest flavors and chill and sesh with the dopest people in our lives. And today, we have a guest, which is actually one of my favorite creators on Instagram right now.
A mother puffing guest.
Uh-oh. Tyler Therapy. What is going on, girl? How are you doing? Let's go.
Okay, look. They didn't tell me they was coming and gassing me up and stuff. I did not know I was your favorite, Chucky. Don't do me
listen,
like
that. Listen, I always like to do my due diligence, and I've been following you for a minute, but I like to go back when we have guests on and actually do a deep dive into their profile and just kind of see what they've been doing. And one thing that I love about you and the stuff that you do is you really know how to create a space within a video. So the one video that I loved was the one that you did with Ganja Guru and a couple of your other peeps. And it was like the thing where you went like left and then the camera came
in. Yeah, move to the left a little.
Yeah.
Work.
It was just like there was so
all
many.
The angles and the transitions.
Yeah.
Very smooth.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate y'all mother puffers. 100%. Thanks for puffing with me.
Hey, I like that too. That's smooth.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, once I said mother puffer the first time, I was like, I got to run with it. Like, we rolling with that. And somebody told me too, don't ever stop saying it.
No, it's good.
Don't ever stop.
Very good.
I was like, okay,
that
all right.
Crown is fire too.
Thank you. I didn't make this. This is by a wonderful black woman artist, Sweet Chiba Baby. She goes by Sweet Chiba Baby Art on Instagram.
Shout
so y'all
out.
Mother
Shout
Puff
out.
Has got to make sure you puff with her because,
man,
we went up with this crown. Actually, it's a funny story. I went viral on TikTok with this crown. And
are you serious?
Yeah. And we.
How did that go?
It went.
What was the video? What were you doing?
I was actually at an event, a cannabis event.
Okay.
And I did a transition because, you know, y'all mother puffers know I'm the transition queen.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
So I did a transition where it was a get ready with me. And then it was a Nicki Minaj audio.
Okay.
Those people came together to try to end me. And then I, boom, put... before you didn't see a crown.
Yes.
But then afterwards you saw a crown. And
yes.
Then my whole, you know,
outfit
look changed and everything. And then, we went up on that one. And I'm just so, like, happy about that, too. Because, you know, we just helped each other in that aspect. And she'd never had a TikTok. But, you know, we went up
on
Instagram for that.
There we go.
It did translate and transfer over, so I'm happy about that.
Well, that's the moment.
Tell our audience a little bit about yourself. Give us a little background about yourself for people that don't know.
All right, mother puffas. Well, if you don't know me, I'm Tyler Therapy on Instagram or Bad Mother Puffa. the baddest mother puff in the mother puffing game. And now you know the name. Tyler, check me out. Yeah, so I'm like about almost everything. That's what being a bad mother puff is. Like, you're just good at everything. You know what I'm saying?
Love it.
So,
yeah, love it.
Not even just good at everything. You just wear a lot of hats. And it's okay to like branch out into all the things that you're good at, you know.
100%.
So a thing that I'm good at is being a mom. Like, I'm a mom. I call myself a Canna Mom OG. Ooh. And Canna Mom OGs, we just handle it all. So I am an entrepreneur. I have my brand Bad Mother Puffa, and I do content creation. It all stems from me being an actress. That was my first love, always my first everything, because
I saw that from the beginning.
That's what translates.
I saw that from the beginning. I was like, she's definitely got to act.
Yeah. So that's how it all started. It really just fueled me to want to put my talents all on screen in a community and space where I felt like it was, you know, lacking. Like, it was lacking me. You 100%. Know what I'm saying? So,
100%.
Yeah, I just wanted to come out and show the cannabis space that we can be creative, we can be fun, we can act,
we can
be comical, but we can also throw dramedy in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, cannabis inspires everything. It inspires all the feels. You know, feeling sad or happy or whatever, and it takes you through that. And I feel like that's necessary for healing. And that's what cannabis is all about anyways, is healing. So
is that how you got into the cannabis space, is through like using it for more medicinal purposes?
I would say so. You know, well, really at first, like, I just loved weed. Like, and I knew,
don't we all?
I wanted to work in this space, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Doing whatever. So, you know, I did the things. I started out as
are you originally from California?
Well, I was raised in Vegas. I was born in California.
Okay. Okay.
But I was raised in Vegas, and then I was half raised back out here in California. So I spent half of my older adolescence out here being raised in like the Orange County area.
Okay.
And I went to an art school, Orange County High School of the Arts, and then like there is kind of when I fell in love with weed too. Also, I was 18 by the time I was a senior.
Okay.
So the first, the gift that my mom got me was my rec, my medical rec.
Back in the day, yeah, when there were recs.
You had to have a rec.
You had to let's pause right there.
I was
because
one of
that
them.
Is, yeah, pre-rec days is like, oh man, it's funny, right? It's
man,
funny.
It
you
is
had to have
funny.
a medical recommendation.
Yes.
Because it's
it
like
didn't really have to be a real one.
It didn't have to be a real one.
Because I got mine for $25.
Yes.
Where I could I could get 90 plants. Like, we had 99 plants.
Wait a second.
Like, yeah, what? $25, make it holler.
All of that.
What are we talking? Wait, so I didn't even remember back in the day, like, that you could have that many plants if you had a medical rec.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Because you could be a caregiver, correct?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay,
and
now it's coming back.
And you spent, like, where I went, you could spend $25 for each one that you had.
Oh, my gosh.
So, really, each one was $25, but
that
he just
so
gave it
flower.
To me for $25. So I had the rec and the one where you could hold 99 plants.
That's amazing.
So it was amazing. It covered me, which was fine. You know what I'm saying?
Those are the glass jar days, you know?
Yes, yes.
Those are the glass jar days.
I feel like in the Bay Area, it was just like that too, because nobody was really, well, quote unquote, nobody. None of the doctors was tripping like that.
Yeah, no, no.
They just, really.
You could make up whatever. It was just like, oh, you're legal now.
As long as you have your rec, you were fine. You know what I'm saying?
100%. I even took it because when I first started working in the cannabis space, I actually did, I would supply to dispensaries. So I was like a person that would drive product from one place to another down, you know, to get into dispensaries. And for me, I was just like, you know, I'm going to take it a step further. I'm actually going to register with the state. And so I actually went to I think at the time it was the Social Security building or something. And you could actually register with them as a cannabis patient. And they would give you an actual card with an actual gold seal on it. Yeah,
let me Google real fast. How
right.
Yeah, and at the time, I think I literally did Google like how many people have this right now, because it was within the first 2 years of them doing it, and it was like under 500 people had it at the time, and that's like in the whole state of California, there was under 500 people that had that.
Probably
card,
not so known, not even known about it.
Knowledge,
yeah.
Yep, knowledge. Yeah,
yeah,
but sorry to pause. You know,
hey, we getting into it because that was the education of it all. Back then, you really had to be educated on everything too, and I just, you know, I did did the route of being a bud tender, gaining product knowledge through dispensaries, yes, and moving up the ladder, very short ladder, throughout there, because, you know, with working at a dispensary, yeah, you can only go for so far.
Yeah.
And I felt like, just as I was working in the industry, in the space, I fell more in love with it. And I was like, well, there should be more that's like shown. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there was that time where it was just like either overconsumption was shown.
Yeah.
Or there was like, there was no mediocre comedy.
It was mediocre. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. It was a bunch of mediocre. A lot of white girls, yep, just showing they toots and whatnot.
Bikini girls.
And it was, yes, and it's like, okay, I get it. And that there's a lane for that.
There
but
is.
Where's the lane for me?
That's so true. That's so true, though.
You know, they're like, running for the sex sales, and it always, yeah, will. So,
yeah.
You know, my acting teacher, I will never forget, rest in peace, Mr. Edwards, which we have the same last name, so it's funny. But he said always, even through acting, because, you know, like, this is the industry. He said, sex sells, but don't sell sex.
Ooh.
And that just like always stuck with me.
You gotta, okay, tell that to a lot of, okay, millionaires and yeah,
you know
there.
But hey, like, it's just however you want to play it. For me, I just want to be so authentically true to me and, yes, like my talents, because I didn't want to like lose myself in it.
A lot of people lose themselves, you know, in California, like, La La Land, you know?
Yeah. So,
that's across the board, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
To each his own.
When I got pregnant, I think that's when I started really consuming more responsibly and like really understanding what is for what when it, yes, came to cannabis.
Yeah.
And so that's when I got heavily into CBD,
okay,
and diving into that route. And Black then after my son was born, good thing I had my rec.
There you go.
Because it, yep, covered me.
Exactly.
Okay. And that's
knowledge.
Even when it was like, it was during the time of legalization, mm-hmm, or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm talking fast.
Oh, you're good.
But yeah, it was during that time where it was becoming legal.
Yes.
And, but I still kept my rec, like, and I kept up to date.
Yeah.
Because I just, you never know. Like, if you're a mother out there, for all my cannamoms out there, like, even now you could have your rec. Okay. And it will just always cover you. Just if you have a issue with CPS or anything like that. So
100%.
It definitely covered me and came Free in game. Handy. And yeah, that's just something that I always like to share too, because with me, it's just all about like helping out one another, right? Because,
yes,
that's what we're kind of in the same thing. Like, we're all developing this space together.
Yes.
Like, it is still developing.
Yes.
And I'm like, man, let's keep setting the standard. Let's keep handing out, you know, a helping hand and telling each other what we know.
I love
especially
this.
Like,
I love this.
When I was a mom, it was like, when I was becoming a mom, it was barely any information of anything out there. I did rely a lot on like Blunt Blowing Mama, so shout out to her.
Shout out.
I follow her.
Yeah.
She'll be driving game.
Yeah. And so like there was a lot of moms out there that were helpful, but they weren't getting the recognition, I felt. And so just, I feel like with me coming into this space too, it's just like all love there, and it's all like pushing each other out too, like uplifting each other, making sure we're all,
yes,
on board.
Keep,
that's
keep
how,
educating.
That's how I'm on board with y'all right now. Cause like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's all about knowing who the puff is around you.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And
energy,
we all play a role. And I just like, I want people to know like we're all bad mother puffers in that sense. Like, we all come together and we make this shit rock. And I just want it to really go like from here, just keep getting better and better and better.
Keep leveling up.
And
you know?
I feel like it's happening, but man, it's starting to kind of simmer down a little bit. We got to pick up
we
the gotta pace.
We got to pick it back up.
Because it's going
again.
Back to that mediocre state.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it's
getting some hate, some shade, because it was definitely going up. You know what I mean?
You know?
Yeah.
What is that? The algorithms? Like,
well, I know for a fact that with everybody, and this is across the board with creators, unless you have, you know, a solid root of like 300,000, 400,000 fans, that they have cut down how many people your reels get sent to.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So before, there was a huge trajectory where Instagram was fighting with TikTok, you know, to try to make Instagram reels be a big thing. And everyone had a huge amount of chance to become big if you posted on Instagram reels.
Right.
Because they were pushing them.
They were pushing them to everybody.
Yep. I was a part of that. I'm not gonna lie.
And even with the audio, yeah, 100%. Me too. And even with the audios too are simmering down. They're not really being passed out to many people right now as much as they were. But if you're a creator, as we all three are right here, you keep creating.
Yeah.
Irregardless of what the algorithm tosses at you, irregardless of what the numbers say, you keep.
Because we didn't come here for that. We came here to have fun.
Exactly.
Right.
And we just had this conversation this morning about that.
Yeah.
Like, Speak on it.
The whole point of it. Yeah. Was
man,
that.
Because and so, that's what I meant by like losing yourself a little bit. Because little when bit. It starts to get like so
get
much like work
yeah.
and you're not getting nothing in repayment, you're not getting paid for this.
Yeah.
You think these companies paying me top dollar for this? They not.
No.
Okay. So like, I need a little. Bit more from my mother puffers out there, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what we rely on. It's really us, it's really community. And I feel like sometimes like people forget about that because we all in the rat races, but it's no rats racing up in here because we all puffing tough, we all smoking weed.
100%
puffing tough.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's, I think that's
I like the lingo.
Yeah.
That's my puffisms. My puffisms. Come on. Thank you. Thank
you. Keep driving them.
I feel like that's where the true colors of people come out. You know what I mean? Like, you might know someone for a while, but when stuff gets tough, when, you know, the chips are down, and you know, that's when people's true colors come out.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's where, like, we got to keep, you got to keep the community that you know is tight even tighter.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you got to weather through this storm because there's always hills and there's always valleys. You know what I mean? And, you know,
we're transitioning as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, hey, that's right.
And you
Speak
can never
it.
Have one avenue of income or you
Man.
Know
100
one
million
one marketing
percent.
Outlet.
It gets you out that comfort zone. You know what I'm saying? Like, like in a way, sometimes you feel like, oh, I can rely on this or whatever. But like, a mother puppet like me, Woo. I got so many talents that I just need to just. To get on top of, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it doesn't always end here.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, come on. Like, we already.
It technically never ends.
Yeah, so. Never ends. Yeah. Like, I was about to say, we already live so much life doing so much stuff already. Yep. So, for sometimes when I get in those ways of like thinking, like, man, is this it? Like, they not. Paying like they used to, or they not doing it, they not falling into whatever, like the views or whatever. Like, I have to remind myself, like, you know, this is not. The end all be all. This is not
temporary.
Just
preach.
It. You know what I'm saying?
Preach,
like
preach,
you
preach.
Got so much stuff going on, girl.
100%.
Just go for it.
And
go
you
for
still
it,
have
it,
that
you know?
Going on, which is crazy because that's the main thing is when it comes to any social platform, in my opinion, if you're creating and you're having a good time and you're constantly getting your stuff out there so that, you know, people can see what you're working on. That's what I mean. Just keep doing what you're doing because, like I said, it will come back trifold.
It will,
and you yourself will continue
have fun with this shit.
Yeah,
man.
Continue to have fun and continue to evolve and level up because at the end of the day, I mean, I'm never going to jump out of this industry. You
know
what I mean?
Like, because it's
what
you
love. I love working in this
industry.
I love creating, you know, comedy in this industry and being able to talk to other creators and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that's what it needs to be about. If you have your passion behind it, you will make it through the day.
You will.
Know what I mean?
You will.
Make it through
agreed
the day. 100%
I'll puff to that. Man,
well, you gotta remind yourself like why'd you start doing it, like what you in it for.
Yes,
you know, when you realize that and you knew that you was in it because you was just loving what you was doing, then that's what you stick
because
with,
it, the rest is just noise. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yo, we gotta be louder than the noise.
Yes,
it got it's too much distractions. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep it you, keep it 100 you, other like the mother puffers who see you for you and are real and will feel that they will see that they will keep puffing with you. It's not always
those
about
those are the best messages, right? When you get DMs and they're just like, listen, you fucking brighten my day,
right?
Like, keep doing
oh
what
my gosh
doing, you know?
Yes, like, it only takes one.
Yes,
it only takes one for me. I'm like, dang, this mother puffer just messaged me talking about every time you post I smile or whatever. And I'm now I got that one person that I gotta keep up with, like, you know what, every time I post at least this person smiles
100
so you know
percent.
Like it, and you gotta do that
starts
for you too
one,
smile
you know?
With you like, you know what I mean, like do what makes you smile. And so that's what I'm kind of in right now. I'm in the mode of just like, oh, it's just like, what makes me happy, what keeps me going, what keeps fueling me, you know, like I'm really on that. It doesn't matter about nothing else for me. Like, I really want to tap in back into like my most fun, true talent, you know? Like, sometimes I feel like with the noise and the algorithms and stuff, that's what also pulls you away from that, because it wants you to be like everybody else. Mm-hmm. It's a trend. It's something trending, or like the audios, you got to use this audio or whatever. Yeah. But like, nah, you got to tap into your most like creative self. And cannabis helps you do that. You know what I'm saying?
100%. My last thing I'm going to say before we break here is, for me, when it comes to creating, it has to make me happy when I'm done making what I'm making.
Boom. Yes.
If I'm not happy at the end of the video and I'm not laughing out loud by myself in my room, yes, like I'm not happy with it. I'm not going to move forward with it. And so for me, it's like there are times, and I had this time last night because I wanted to create a video, but I was tired. It was like 7:38. And I was just like, just get up, go put on a different shirt, fix your hair, go in the other room, turn the light on, make something happen. About 20 minutes into making this video, I'm just like happy again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whereas 20 minutes prior to that, I was down.
Sluggish.
I was like, let me just go to bed. I don't need to do this.
Having fun.
I know. Yeah. This is a huge point, and I love that both of you said that, because if you're not having fun doing this, it's probably not for you.
Yeah.
If you're just
whatever you're doing, regardless in life, you know, if you're not having fun doing it, it's probably not for you. And that's not saying that you're not supposed to go through it to get to it.
100%.
Because we all got bills to pay, and you gotta make ends meet at the end of the day. Yes. But you gotta make sure that when you have that free time, and whatever you're doing with that free time is something that you love, so you can make that free time work for you. So it can be time.
Yes. I love that, Marty. That was great. Well, let's go ahead. We're going to take a break real quick. We'll jump right back into Blindly Baked with Tyler.
Be right back.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let me tell you about the Bear Flag Group. Now, when it comes to manufacturing, this is where quality products meet expert teamwork. They can create all types of extraction products, from custom-infused pre-rolls, cartridges, tinctures, live rosin cartridges, distillate cartridges, and all-sized flower packaging. They are co-packaging for the best brands in cannabis. Get your white label started today. Check them out online, bearflaggroup.com.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Yeah. Welcome back to Talking with the Stars, and it's the second segment, my favorite segment of the show. Ooh, Blindly Baked. Ready to test them Kenna, your Kenna palette.
Yes, I'm ready to put it to the test.
All right, so just to remind everybody real quick, what Blindly Baked is we got three joints right in front of Tyler right now. Each joint is labeled...
Stuffed by Chucky himself.
I went and packed them before here, so we got 3 joints, 1, 2, and 3. They're labeled on the bottom. Now, the nugs that are to the left of the joints correspond to what the flower is in the joint. So you can crack those nugs, smell them, take a dry drag, smoke the joint, and then we're actually going to give you the 3 strain names, and you just have to pinpoint them. Just drop them down.
Connect the dots. Connect we the make dots. It, you know, quote unquote, easy.
Okay.
And just to give you a little bit, we've only had, so the leaderboard right now is three people, I believe, are tied for first place because they got one right. Ooh. They got one right out of the three.
Okay.
And we've had people almost get all three.
They switched it at the end.
They changed their mind at the
very
end.
So maybe go with your gut.
I'm going to go with my intuition.
Let's go. That's what I'm saying. Go with
your
gut.
You can crack the nugs open however you know, however you want to do it.
And you can start on any joint. If you want to start on one, you can start on one. You want me to give you the names first before you start smelling?
Yeah, give me the names. Okay. Give me the name.
Okay. The name. Excuse me. So in no particular order, we've got Yaya's, which is actually Marty right here.
Yaya.
And his the strain is called Mardi Gras. We've got West Coast Cure, and the strain is called Grape Pie. We've got Black Tie CBD, and the strain is called Fruity Loops. And that Black Tie CBD is actually a THCA flower, and it's got under 0.3% Delta 9 on top of it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So here we go. Do you want to hear them one more time, just real quick? We got Fruity Loops.
Mardi Gras.
Yeah. Mardi Gras, Grape Pie, and Fruity Loops.
Fruity Loops was this CBD, right?
Yes.
I'm already thinking this is the Fruity Loops. But,
okay,
but we just going to go from...
Look at Tyler right off the bat. Okay. Just before she even looks, she's looking at it.
This
we
is...
Go.
Commentary.
All right, here we go. So she's cracking into the first nug.
It's purple, a pretty big nug, it's exotic.
It? Yeah.
I know it's an exotic strain because I'm so familiar with the hairs and the perps. She's very confident.
This is the Blindly Baked character coming out right here.
I love it.
Let's get it.
So I already know, like, between this one and this one, it's going to be the Mardi Gras.
What's,
but I gotta see.
What's this one and this one? What numbers?
Oh, okay. What's the numbers? Let me see.
So that should be probably three, twos
so
in the middle.
It's
one, and
one, two, three. Yeah. Okay. So between one and three. It's going to be one of them Mardi Gras.
Okay.
We're going to see.
Ooh. All right. She's cracking into the second nug. Smelling it. Now, to tell you the truth, Tyler, you're doing a lot more than what most people have done.
Oh, this is my regular.
I love this. She's being serious about
I
wanna
this. I want to smell the weed.
She's being serious about this.
Oh, wait. No. You know what, though?
Uh-oh.
Could have spoke too soon.
Uh-oh.
This seems pretty nice for CBD.
Uh-oh. Let me see. So it seems like her, what she's trying to do is she's trying to pinpoint this CBD flower first.
Because, you know, I know that they have a certain look to them.
Do they?
Do they?
So, yeah.
Okay. Mm.
But I feel like it's still going to be that one.
Uh-oh. Sure? Okay. Well, she hasn't smoked him yet, so we're going to give her, you know, she'll go through.
Hold on, sorry, I have to go through looks for it. Okay, how long is this segment?
No, you're good,
Take the time that you need.
Take your time.
Be the first one to get them all right.
Be the first one to get them all right.
I got 100%. And then, like, this one's a little sticky. It's a little soft though. It's sticky and soft. So it's like it could have had a little bit more time.
Okay. Mm.
This one is a little dry.
Okay. Mm. That's number three.
Yes, number three. I'm going into a whole bunch of characters. Sorry. I'm going
You're good. Like you're fine.
My
whatever you have to do to figure this out.
My Joyzy and my
Yeah, ask all the different characters what they think. Let us know.
Oh, man.
Oh God. Okay. It's time for me to smoke them.
Okay. Just a reminder.
The moments you've all been waiting for.
Three strains are Fruity Loops, Grape Pie, and Mardi Gras. Okay. Fruity Loops, Mardi Grape Gras. Pie.
You know they don't pronounce the S in Mardi Gras.
Grape Pie.
It's just Mardi Gras.
Yeah, 100%.
Gras.
Yeah. Woo! I was born in New Orleans, bro.
No, I wasn't giving you shit.
Hold on, y'all motherfuckers. Y'all missed that. This fight.
Which one are you smoking? Number one?
Yeah.
All right. So she's smoking number one. She just said it was fire. Okay.
That first hit.
Yeah.
I thought a ghost was coming out of me.
All right. Let's see. So if you had to guess just off the taste.
Oh, man.
You could smell it again if you need to. You got the nugs right in front of you.
Dang, that's fire.
Uh-oh.
Are you sure? This didn't get mixed
sure.
up. This
I
didn't
am
get
sure.
mixed up, right?
Dun, dun, dun.
It smelled good.
So. I mean, it's all fire that's sitting on there. I'm going to be very honest here. It's all fire. It's just different types of fire.
I smoke CBD flower, though. I'm going to know when I smoke that CBD flower.
See, there you go.
I can single that out.
Okay.
Dang.
She's very confident.
Pass this?
She's very confident.
That's all you. Just in case you got to hit it again. Remember which one is which.
Okay, yeah. Let me put this right here.
There you go.
Okay. It's just because, you know, I didn't get no ashtray over here.
Oh, do we need to get an ashtray?
No, it's okay. Don't rush off for me. Okay, let me see. This one I still feel like is the CBD. It's a little bit, like, flimsy, too.
I feel like she's thinking everything is the CBD right now.
That's number two, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, no, this is the CBD. This is the CBD for
us.
I can tell by the taste.
Okay.
And by the way, Tyler, those earrings are dope. Like,
thank you.
Literally.
I literally want like that. I want that as a necklace. You know what I mean? Like a gold leaf. That is so dope.
You know?
We can tell you like we...
You know? You got to be a bad mother puffer and evident. A pretty mother puffer.
Hey. Black don't crack. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So she's puffing number two. Yeah, she's puffing number two.
That's the CBDs.
All right. So she thinks that number two right now is a CBD. So if you were smoking the CBD, it would have been Fruity Loops, just to let you know. So if you were tasting
okay, it was
like
a little fruity at the initiation of the light.
Okay.
Of the smoke.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So let me see.
What's in this wax bar?
I believe that is the tangerine, but I think it's a hybrid.
I'm gonna hate this.
Yeah. All right. Sparking up the third and final
I wish
joint.
I had smoked your weed before so I could know.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Because I want to know if it's like him. Really fire or if it's just fire because, you know, we all cool with you.
Oh. See, and this is the thing, too, is before we started.
I don't know if I should take that as an insult or not.
No, because, you know, sometimes, you know, mother puffers be like,
so
oh.
So that's an insult. This ain't
no.
Sometimes.
No, that's good. That's good. Because, you know, some mother puffers be like,
now
hey, I came out with a
now
strain. And sometimes their
right.
strains, you know.
Now she's
got to
get like, it right.
Got to.
But I feel like it's going to be that one.
So I'm going to say this, though. Before we started the whole podcast today, I did say, listen, would you like a joint to smoke, you know, during the first segment? Because you're going to be smoking three in the second segment. And she goes, no, I'm down. Like, let me smoke. And so what I did.
Palette is already ready.
Was we gave her a different strain. We did not give her one of the strains that she's going to smoke
Of course not.
Because we had enough flour to have something
trip,
different.
Man?
Well,
yeah,
we did not want you smoking something that you would remember because my thing
okay.
is
that makes sense, right?
Like, yeah, 100%. Okay, so she smoked number three.
I think I'm gonna make my all right.
Here we go.
Decision.
She's going for her first final answer. Let's see if it sticks.
Man.
All right. So what do you guys say?
I'm gonna say that this is the Mardi Gras.
So number one is the Mardi Gras. Okay.
I'm gonna say that's the CBD Fruity Pebbles.
Number two.
Number two is Fruity Pebbles.
And I'm gonna say that's the Grape Pie.
And number three is the grape pie. All right, 1 second. All right, so
is that your final answer?
Yeah. To recap,
I finally see the numbers written on the thing.
One Mardi Gras, two Fruity Pebbles, three grape pie. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
All right, so Marty, I'm gonna pass you my phone because I usually get this wrong every time.
No, you got it right.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure.
Chucky do be fucking up a lot.
Yeah,
okay.
I jumped to conclusions
in
really
the meantime,
quickly.
I'm going to go back to that first one because that's the most fire.
Oh, okay. Here we go. So here we go. Number one is actually the Black Tie CBD flower.
Boom.
Fruity Loops.
THC. This is the third four for how many times in a row?
I'm telling you.
Put some respect on Black Tie name.
Yeah, it's good shit.
That's
I smoke
a good
it every day.
CBD flower,
I smoke
man.
It every day.
What
that's
was number
a good
two?
CBD
number two,
flower.
You guessed it was the Fruity Pebbles. It was actually the West Coast Cure Grape Pie. It was the Grape Pie.
Dang.
Yeah. And then
West Coast Cure,
three,
you gotta get them buzz looking good.
Number three was actually the Mardi Gras.
Wow. I was all the way wrong, but it's all good.
It's okay.
it's
all
okay. Good.
It's what
all
I
good.
Love though, and what Marty just said though, is that literally the Black Tie CBD THCA flower has been stomping everybody.
It's good.
Everybody loves that one the most.
It's good.
And I think even after two of our podcasts, people sparked it up like instantly.
That's what I'm doing
three
right
times.
Now.
Yeah.
Shut maybe up, that's Black what Tie. I need because it can calm me down a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
It's smooth. It's nice. It tastes good. Like, man.
This is what I need. This is like the perfect like mom elevation.
There you go. Well, keep puffing on that. We appreciate
you
being on the game, Blindly Baked.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have you around for, you know, another season. Maybe you can come back and, you know.
I'm going to come back and redeem myself, though, because I'm going to get these tastes right.
There we go. There we go. All right, we appreciate you, Tyler. And we will be right back, guys.
Yay!
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
All right, guys, we are back with Tyler. And what you puffing on? What did you keep puffing on?
I'm still puffing on that CBD.
She's on it. She's on it.
Helping me move on. Move on.
Love it. I love the vibes here. So, Tyler, I wanted to ask you on Instagram, because I know we always get asked as creators this question, but I don't think I've ever asked you this. What is the favorite, your favorite video that you've actually created on your profile?
Oh, wow. It's so funny because I've been going through my old stuff.
Yeah.
And one that just comes out to me right away is the one where it was Choose Your Character.
Yeah.
And it was the...
one of those.
It was the game sound.
Different characters.
Oh, yeah.
And what's so funny about this particular one, it had me laughing out loud, is there was a moment where you could hear the click sound on the mouse go like into the, so it zooms into my face, and then you see another click and it's like my earrings just change into some like earrings, like weed earrings, and I'm just like, why was I looking like so serious? Like I was really for real, like being so silly, like it's just so funny. So
straight face.
Some of those old videos that we create, because we were just like being stupid, trying to figure out which, you know, which route to go. It's like, it's so funny how we see ourselves now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, after having it, like, well, working on it, you know?
Yeah, Practicing more, doing different
perfecting,
things.
Perfecting, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then who's your favorite creator right now, Tyler?
Oh, that's a hot one.
And you do not need to say Mardi Grimes or Chucky Fuego. We appreciate you.
No, but. I love y'all. But I do want to shine some light on a creator who I also love, which is my boy, Ganja Guru. Goes by Ganja Guru 2, Roger. Yeah, that's my mother puffer. He's my main mother
I follow
puffer.
As well. I support as well.
Yeah, he's just genuine, authentic, and that's like
good
what
vibes.
That's what I look for. And like you could see, he's the same as he is on screen as he is off screen.
Exactly.
And
it's
so
good vibes.
That's what I look for, because that's how I feel like I am. So I'm like, look, I gotta
feel
that.
Easy, right? It's not that hard to do.
Yeah, you
that's,
know.
That's the part.
You know?
That's the funny part about it. It's not that hard to do, y'all. You just
if you
be you.
If you
exactly.
Be you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard for a lot of people to be themselves, though. Yeah.
Unfortunately,
I mean, like, you know, it is. Yeah,
I kind of getting older. I kind of realize like it could just be kind of a social imbalance or something like that.
Yeah.
Like an antisocial type of thing where when they're put into spaces, like they can't really be themselves or whatever.
Yeah.
and then they might feel their most comfortable self just when they're alone. And sometimes when they're alone, they have their phone and they might be a creator.
That is, you know, so what I'm true. Saying?
So I like true. Got older and like maybe took those things into account about other people just now dealing with so many yes. people, because I'm like, a lot of motherfuckers is not, it's not like me. You yes. know what I'm saying? But, and that's okay.
Yes.
Like, you know.
And you know what helps though is books though. I'm not going to hold you. Mm-hmm. Like books help, help a lot. Like, mm-hmm. cause a lot of people don't, you know, like opening up or talking to other people about their problems, you know, to even be able to figure it out because they feel that way. You know, yeah. they can't be themselves enough to open up.
Yeah.
So if you're out there, you just find that perfect book for you that'll really help you. You can relate to it, learn from it. And just, man, help you open up
knowledge, yeah.
like
yeah,
for
man.
Real,
yeah, yeah.
Because it's in there, out there, and all of us and everybody. It's easy to be yourself, even though it's hard. You just need the right help,
like yeah,
fire, yeah,
the right
straight
help,
up.
The right guidance. Because yeah. yeah, everybody's had their own adventure. You know, we've all been through our own
yeah.
kind of thing.
You might be going through it now. Yeah, you know,
100%.
And there's levels to this shit. So you know, yes. if you was going through yes. it back in 2014 and it just it faded off, and then now you're coming back through it again. Moving forward in 2023, like, you know, it's phases and it's levels and it's all fine because it's just life, and
it's
life
temporary.
Is just like, oh.
I remind myself a lot that if I'm going through something, it is temporary.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always going to be that way.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
think about the ups that you had, and you can reach those peaks again and just surpass them. Just keep going.
Yeah.
It's true, because once you're, when you're in that state of mind, you don't want to stay there.
Or yes. essentially, you know, so.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. Well, Tyler, is there anything else that you're working on right now that you want to shout out?
Yeah, y'all mother puffers, just keep on puffing with me. Bad Mother Puffa on all streaming platforms for my music, because more music is coming along this year.
We didn't even talk about that.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about it real quick. We could talk about
Let
it
Let
right
me
now.
Just talk about it just a little
yeah,
bit.
Man, what you working on, please? What you working on?
You know, don't call me a rapper, because I am an actor.
So but, which one is it?
But
are you rapping, singing?
I rap and I sing. But I mostly rap. It started off with just like tone talking, because mm-hmm. I called myself a poetess.
Okay.
But yeah, it turned into rapping, and now I do music.
Lovely. Oh, that's so a similar
I do
story. That's
yeah.
amazing.
So I do it yeah. as Bad Mother Puffa. That's one of my characters. You know Lovely. What I'm saying? And that is the rapper that I see inside myself.
Amazing.
And so y'all mother puff has got a puff with it, you know what I'm saying?
Lovely.
Can they find you on Spotify, iTunes,
yes,
all that
Spotify,
good shit?
iTunes, YouTube Music, whatever you gotta do it.
Lovely.
You know, do what you need to do to view it. Okay. But yeah, Bad Mother Puffa, get into it, please.
I cannot wait.
Make sure y'all check out the music.
Yeah,
follow all the socials, become yes. a Bad Mother Puffa.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And follow me on Instagram, please. Please follow me on Instagram, because Instagram is doing me dirt. And I don't appreciate it, because, you know, like, why they do that to me? So, Tyler Therapy on Instagram and Bad Mother Puffa on TikTok.
Marty, you want to tell people where they can find you?
You know, y'all can find me at Marty_Grimes. Or MartyGrimesMusic.com on all streaming platforms. Check out the music. I got a vibe for every day at Yo High.
So much music coming out, Marty.
Everything that you need, including good weed. Come on, y'all.
Yes.
And as always, you can find me at Chucky_Fuego on Instagram, Chucky Fuego everywhere else. And what do we tell everybody at the end of every show, Marty?
Same thing you tell them every day. Stay high, y'all.
Stay high, guys. Tyler, thank you so much for being a guest. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Keep on puffing.
Love to hear it.
Lovely.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.